Hello and welcome to the Summit Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. You can follow and stay connected by going to our website, www.thesummitchurch.ca.
I want to welcome our friend, Pastor Bryn Waddell. He is a dynamic preacher. He used to be a worship leader. A lot of people don't know that. We sang one of his songs that he wrote this morning and last week. Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, all the way in. And just a powerful, powerful, powerful man of God. What I love about Bryn the most is Bryn, honestly, and I say this, and I don't mean this, in any way of hype. I don't mean this to try to blow his head up by any means. The Lord knows I mean this in my heart. There's been people in my life that I've admired from afar. And Bryn Waddell has been one of those people. He's been a brother in the faith for a lot of years. We share the same father in the faith, same apostle. And there's people you get around that you know that they've been with Jesus and they have been marked for the kingdom. And I can tell you, I can name on probably one hand of people that are not just powerful, but who I would call real, authentic kingdom men in ministry. There's a lot of them outside of ministry, but I mean doing this. A lot of church people that do this, but when I say this, I mean kingdom men that understand the principles, the dynamics, the ways of the kingdom that are so upside down and backwards and outside of our ways in the church. And Pastor Bryn Waddell is one of those people to me. And I'm just thankful to have him as a friend and also a brother, a big brother, and to welcome him to Edmonton the first time in his life, but not the last time. Can Summit Church, can you give Pastor Bryn Waddell from City Revival Church in Kannapolis, North Carolina, a big hand as he comes up?
Love you, man.
Oh, real quick, sorry.
Yes,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I about forgot twice. There was a lost key fob 2 weeks ago in the parking lot. Two key fobs, and they belong to Cindy. If you found them or picked them up, can you see one of our leaders in the foyer or one of us up here on the front row? Thank you.
Well, what a joy to be with you this morning. Are you happy? Excuse for those of you, obviously some of you may have been here in the first service. Excuse my accent. I'm not only American, I'm a Southern American. From the beautiful state of from the beautiful state of North Carolina, and so I am grateful, really honored to be with you today. We had just a beautiful time in the presence of the Lord this morning at the 9 o'clock service, and I'm believing for the same thing here in the 11 o'clock service. What about you? I want to share a couple things with you. I've been praying about what I should share with each service, and the Holy Spirit began to basically tell me that I need to share the same thing. And that's for those of you that are double dipped, you're going to hear a lot of the same thing again. But I want to tell you why I believe that's important and why I believe it's necessary, even for those of you who stayed. Philippians 3, verse 1. Says this. Paul writes this to the Philippians. He says, I don't mind repeating what I've already written to you. This is why. Because it protects you. There is a safety in repetition. So if you double dipped and you're going to hear the same thing again, it doesn't mean that you can close your ear off. It actually means that a revelation can go deeper in you and cause safety to surround your mind and your thinking. Amen? So, let's do it. Are you not as happy as the 9 a.m.? That's usually the opposite. Usually the 11:30 a.m. is happier than the 9 a.m. But I think you'll get there. More than anything, Chris, thank you for that awesome introduction. And listen, man, that was powerful. That offering, exhortation, or message was powerful. And I believe there's something on you for that, Pastor Chris, just to bring people into that revelation of kingdom finance. I am for those of you that you obviously don't know me, my first time here, I'm a dad of three beautiful kids. My oldest girl is named Jocelyn Grace. She's 7. My middle girl is named Grayson Olivia. She is 3, about to be 4 in the middle of July. And my son is who I call my legacy boy. It just turned 2 on Mother's Day. Cool story about my son. I had the opportunity. I have friends of mine that work for an organization in the States called the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Those friends called me one day and said, I want you to come and have dinner with four other people. They said, there's a lady that's coming to visit the library today, and I feel like you're supposed to be in our company as she visits. This lady's name is Heidi Baker. And so they called me and said, we want you to come and just hang with us and walk through the library with Mama Ida, or Mama Heidi, as I would call her, Mama Heidi. And so me and Mama Heidi and 3 other people walked through the library together, and we got to hang out, and we were sitting at lunch together. And Mama Heidi is a little woman, and I am a big man. And so you're definitely not as fun as the first service. Mama Heidi and I were sitting beside each other. And she asked me, she said, do you have kids? And I said, yes, ma'am, I do. I don't know if y'all say that up, I don't know if you guys say that up here in Canada, but as a Southern boy, I still say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. And I said, yes, ma'am, I do. I have 3 children, and I told her their names, and she looked at me, and Mama Heidi has these big, big, big piercing eyeballs, and she turns to me, and I told her my last son's name. And she looked at me, and she looked at me very deeply, and she said, he's your legacy boy, isn't he? And I said, I was taken back, because I've called him my legacy boy since he was born, and nobody knows that. And in the house, I'll say, he's my legacy boy. And Mama Heidi turns to me and says, he's your legacy boy, isn't he? And I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, he is. So my greatest joy in life is being a dad. And a husband, my beautiful wife, Jay. I call her Jay. I call her Mama Jay. And her name's Jennifer. We were high school sweethearts. And we got together. It finally got together after I was stopped being stupid and married that woman. And we have a beautiful life together. And I just love my family. I miss them dearly. But I'm grateful to be with you today. Yes? Okay, if you don't want me to talk today, I'll just go sit down. Do you want me to say anything or no? Okay. I feel purposed by the Lord to begin each session this way because the Lord told me to. I'm grateful to know Chris and Nikki as a brother and sister. I don't know them as well as I will know them, but our relationship will go deeper and deeper, yes, in the family of God. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells a story. This is not what I'm going to speak about, but I feel to tell you this in each session for different people because I think it's important. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells a story where he takes 70 people and he divides them into groups of 2. And this is what the Bible says, is the Bible says that Jesus tells those disciples, those groups of 2, he says, I'm going to send you into cities that I intend to visit. I want you to hear that language, okay? For those of you, here's why I'm going to repeat some stuff because the Lord telling me to. I'm going to send you groups of 2 into cities that I intend to visit. You hear what I'm saying? Jesus tells the groups of 2, I'm going to take you, send you into specific cities, and I'm sending you into those specific cities because I intend to visit those cities. He says, when you get to that city, heal the sick, minister, do all these things, and tell those people that the kingdom of God is now within your reach. He tells those groups of disciples, groups of 2, he says, I want you to have the boldness to stand up and say, when you walk into a city, you say, the kingdom of God is now among you. Now, we probably would call that arrogant, that a man or a woman could have the boldness to walk into a room and say, when I walked in here, the kingdom walked in with me. Don't look at me as an arrogant American. Look at me as a bold lion. Okay? Okay? Jesus told, he said, these groups of two, he said, when you walk into a city, he said, I want you to walk into a city and have the guts to tell that group of people, the kingdom is now among you. How? Because I showed up. Well, you know, it's not about men, brother. It's not about men. It's about the Lord. Yes and no. Because Jesus said, the kingdom is in you. The kingdom is not an ethereal idea that's in the sky. The kingdom, Jesus said, is in you, and it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, when you arrive into a city, you tell that city, the kingdom has come among you, and it is now within your reach, or it is as close to you as your hand. I believe God sent two people from Florida, left the beach, came to the snow, but still brought the Jeep. Still brought the Jeep. Left the beach, came to the snow, right? Left the sunshine, came to the sunshine, I guess, every once in a while. It's been beautiful since I've been here. And he sent two people here named Chris and Nikki Mathis. And he didn't send those people here. Listen to what I'm saying. He did not send those two people to the city of Edmonton so that Edmonton could have another church and that people can say, hey, man, I love that new church. Not real big on the leader. See, it's actually impossible. It's actually impossible theologically and biblically for you to say you love a church and do not like its leader. Because the church is born out of the spiritual loins of the leader. It is just the same as saying, I love their kids, but I hate them. And Jesus said, can I just read it to you? Some of you don't believe what I'm saying. Oh, I feel more. Yeah. I'm nice. This ain't my church, so I'm nice. I'm gonna be nice. But I know what I feel in here. Okay. This is what he says. I'm reading out of the Passion Translation, Luke 8 and 10. He said, when you enter into a new town and you've been welcomed by its people, follow these rules, eat what is served you, then heal the sick and tell them all God's kingdom realm has arrived and is now within your reach. But when you enter a city and they do not receive you, say to them publicly, we wipe from our feet the very dust of your streets as a testimony before you. Understand this, God's kingdom realm came within your reach, and yet you have rejected God's invitation. Many religious people would say, I've not rejected God. Many have, because they rejected the men and women God sent. I love the Lord. I'm just not real big on people. It's impossible to say that. It's actually impossible. Now, I know you think you mean that, but what you're saying is an impossibility. It is not theologically probable or possible that it could be possible that you love a building and a people and don't love the man or woman who leads it, because you are initially saying you do not love the God who sent them. Well, I feel I'm shocking them a little more. Yeah. Yeah, Jesus said to them, listen what it said. Jesus continued, let me say it clearly. On the day of judgment, the wicked people of Sodom will have a lesser degree of judgment than the city that rejects you. Who is he saying this to? Two disciples. The city of Sodom will have a less degree of judgment than you, because for Sodom did not have the opportunity that was given to them. Then he goes on to talk about other cities, and then Jesus has the boldness to make this statement. I can feel some of you don't like what I'm saying. The problem is what I'm saying is what the book says. And you don't have to like what I'm saying, but I'm saying what he said. So when you don't like what I'm saying, what you're really saying is you don't like what he says, which is weird, because you're in a church to worship a God that you actually don't like what he says. Oh, I can tell I'm welcome in Canada in the 11 o'clock, in the 11:30 service. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus in verse 16 concluded his instructions to the 70 with these words. remember this. Just take that down. That's the New King James. It's the same in theory, but take that down so that is not, I don't want to confuse the people. Thank you. Jesus concluded his instructions to the 70 with these words, remember this. He's telling this to the two disciples. Whoever listens to your message is actually listening to me. And anyone who rejects you is rejecting me. Well, I don't like the leadership. You don't like God. I would guess that the offering for me at the end of the service in this room, this at the 11, it's going to be smaller than the 9 o'clock. I'm just throwing that out there. But it's okay because I'm one of those rich preachers he said most people hate. So it's okay. It's okay. It is okay. It's okay. I'm not offended. Whoever listens to your message is actually listening to me, and anyone who rejects you is rejecting me. Listen to this. And not only me, Jesus said, but then the one who sent me as well. God in the kingdom sends men and women into cities that he intends to visit. And you know what he says to those cities? How you treat the two I send will determine if I visit. You can pray all you want, worship all you want, fast all you want, cry all you want. That's wonderful. But the kingdom operates through order. And if you reject the two people that God sends to a city. Okay, wow. Okay. Yeah. So I just want to publicly, I don't know if they like this or not, but as a brother in the Lord and with the same Father, I just want to publicly honor Chris and Nikki. And tell the Lord, we are thankful for God sending them to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. That's right. That's right. That's good and right. That's right. That's good and right. Well, brother, I've seen that abused. Well, I've seen grace abused, but I'm thankful for it. And I don't throw it out either. I'm telling you, man, the church is so scared of being humanistic. And oh, that's man worship. It's not man worship if I'm honoring the God inside the man. No, it's not. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. All right. Let's go. I will. I think I will because I don't. I think I'm just make my heart feel better after some of the faces that are. God told Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces. I mean, I'm literally probably bigger than any person, so I'm not afraid, but just some of the faces. I'm not afraid. I'm more aggravated. To me, the Lord would say, don't be aggravated at their faces, son. Yes. Let me say this too. I just want you to, I just feel to tell Chris, I get emotional talking about this. I don't know why, but I'm just so blessed by you singing that song today. To hear a song of your own story of exiting a system being sung in a nation you are not from does something to my heart. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the song she's singing, I'm losing myself. Hey, let's sing that. Can you play that? I don't care. What key did she sing it in? E, I don't know what key I do it in. I just sing it. I don't know. Hallelujah. We do it in A. I do it in A, I guess. I don't know. I wrote it, and I don't know what ski I do it. It's fun. I'm losing control, losing my religion. I'm exiting the system. Finally. And now it's over. The fight is finished. I'm finally set free. Set free from me. I wanna go ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, all the way in. I wanna go ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, all the way in. I'm losing myself. Losing my religion. I'm exiting the system. Finally. And now it's over. The fight has been finished. Yeah. I'm finally set free. Set free from me. And Lord, I wanna go ankle deep. Needy.
I wrote this from Ezekiel's vision.
Waist deep, all the way in. There's a stream flowing out of the temple. I want to go ankle deep. Needy. Waist deep, all the way in.
What's the other verse? I wrote it and don't remember it.
I'm losing control.
Yes.
I don't know where that I'm going. But I know that these waters,
yes,
they are taking me from your throne, flowing wild and crazy.
What's the next part?
It's washing away.
Yes, thank you. Canada does talk back.
The imposter in me. I wanna go ankle deep, way knee deep, waist deep, all the way in. I wanna go ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, all the way in.
Come on, lift your hands and just worship Him for a minute. Can you do it? Can you do it? Come on, let's worship Him, Canada.
Woo! Na 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 na. Oh, 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 oh yeah.
Yeah. Let me sing this one more time, just for me, man. It just.
I'm losing myself. I'm losing my religion. I'm exiting the system finally.
Just keep playing, man. Keep playing like I'm singing. Just keep playing the song like I'm singing it. Yes. Oh, Yahweh. Yahweh. Thank you for rescuing me, Lord. Oh. Come on, just close your eyes. Let that happen. That's fine. Let that happen right now. Come on.
Come on, release your sound to him. Come on, come on. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, oh, Lord. I believe there's grace in this room right now. Some of you in this room, you've never known anything but church. The systems of men, religious activity. And there's grace in this room right now. In a moment, to come out of that system of thinking and enter into the kingdom of Yahweh God. I'm not talking about being saved from sin. I'm talking about being saved from you. Saved from religion. Saved from dead religious activity. It's where the Jesus that was on pages of a book is alive in your heart. I just feel to do it this way. If that's you, I want to tell you just right now, this altar is open. Come. I feel like there are people that should come. I do. If it's one, brother, if it's just for you, it's fine. Come. You know what I feel God calling you into? Family. You're not members of a church. You're sons and daughters in a family. Come on. Come on. God, I feel this so strong. I don't want to go through the routine, Lord. Some of you, you come in this morning and say, I can't do the routine another day in my life. I can't do another routine church service another day. Good, good, good. Good. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, if you're not coming, I want you worshiping, praying, declaring. Come on, come on, come right now. There's a transfer. Oh, there's a grace for transformation. How I feel it sweeping. Oh, sweeping through this room. Come on. I know some of you are not used to this. It's okay. Let your spirit be your guide, not your mind. Let your spirit be your guide, not your mind. Come on. Come on. I feel chains of religion and tradition breaking like flax in this room. Come on. Come on. If some of you out here feel to stand and pray, do it. Do it. Do it. I feel this is very significant today in this nation and in this church and in this city. We declare Yahweh, the Summit is not a house of religion. It is a house of prayer. It is a house of worship. It is a house of relationship. It is a house of the kingdom of Almighty God. Come on. Come on, come on. Is it okay if I call the musicians up? I feel to call the musicians up to drive this sound into the earth. All the singers don't have to come, but I feel to release a sound. If you want to come, come. But I'm saying, I feel to release a sound on the instruments into this nation this morning, into this city that declares, we will not be slaves to religion. We will not be slaves to routine. We will not be slaves to tradition. We will not be slaves to normal. We will not be slaves to what's supposed to happen. We are hungry for something else. Come on, let's worship. Give them time to set up. Hands lifted. Hands lifted. Hands lifted. Hands lifted. Worshiping him. That's right. That's right. Shikoto sapapa lebehe. Shondo sapa. Oh! Shikata sabadelebehe lebe. Keep playing. Just keep playing exactly like you are if you can. That's right. Let them get settled. Come on, pray, pray, pray. Something's breaking. I feel like this is a prelude to this sing over the city thing. God's preparing a way right now out of the house. He's preparing a way right now. We're going to sing over the city of Edmonton. Oh, we're going to declare the goodness of our God over the city of Edmonton. Come on. Come on, Summit. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, don't just listen to them play. Release your sound. Release your sound. Release your sound. We want more. We want more. We're not made for normal. I prophesy and declare this sing over your city event is more important than you realize. I declare that the songs that will come out of that gathering will change political leaders. It will shift men in positions of power. It will shift this nation. It will shift this city. It will shift this region. It will shift this province to the glory of God. It's all, there's going to be a sound released, a song released of heaven. Oh, that men will pull their ideas from a different atmosphere after that day. Come on, let's pray into that right now. Come on. He said, my house will be a house of prayer. Agree with me on that. Let's begin to decree over this event. This sing over your city. We declare this event changes something in the city. Oh, in the city of Edmonton. We declare this event shifts something in the city of Edmonton. We declare something is changing in Edmonton. Come on, let it be your sound release right now. Come on, let it be your sound. Just voices. I don't care what it is. Release it into this atmosphere. Oh, Shibabaka. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, come, come to Edmonton in power, in demonstration, and in glory. Come.
Hold up for me 1 second. Just hold up for me 1 second.
Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, just a little bit on that kick drum, my friend, just to give a rhythm of the heartbeat of God. That's right. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. That's right.
I'm thankful for the guests that will come in, but the most transformational sound will come out of the Summit. I'm thankful. I know many of the guests that are coming in for this event, and I'm thankful for them, but the sound that will change this city comes out of the Summit. This is your land. I prophesy there's a sound coming out of the ground of Edmonton. This is your land. God never promised heaven to most of his people. He promised them land and the city of Edmonton. Oh, it belongs to the Summit. Come on, that's it. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It is not a coincidence that the city of Edmonton was known as the oil capital of the whole nation. There is a new oil being released out of Edmonton. It's not crude. It's heavenly oil. It's oil from a secret place. That's right. This is the Oilers, the Edmonton Oilers. But it's only a prophecy. Oh, it's only a prophecy. Really? release the oil. It's what Pastor Chris talked about. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So release it right now. Release the oil in you over the city. We call on prophetic words given to this city in the 1700s, in the 1800s, in the 1900s, in the 1500s. We call on prayers prayed by men and women on this ground in the 1500s, in the 1600s. We pull on those prayers. Tip the bowls, mighty God. Tip the bowls in heaven. Tip the bowls in heaven and pour something out on the city of Edmonton that it cannot stay the same. It cannot be the same. I'm here to tell you, Justin Trudeau is not the prime minister. There is a new prime minister named Holy Spirit. He is the prime minister of Canada. He is the governor of this nation. He is the one that determines where this nation goes.
Come on, just keep praying. You're doing awesome. You're doing awesome.
Come now and release the song of the Lord. Come on, let them come and release the song of the Lord. Just stay right in that flow, man. It's good. But listen, I don't want you to listen to them. I want you to release your song as they release theirs. Come on.
I believe that there are people in this room right now. I want to be very clear what I'm saying. The Word of God declares that the power of life and death is in the tongue. God reigns through decree. He created the world by doing this. And God said, and God said, and God said. I feel this very strongly in my heart. There are people in this room that curse the city that you live in. You speak negatively about the city of Edmonton. Maybe you've lived here your whole life, but honor decreases when familiarity becomes our portion. And maybe you're just too familiar with it, but you don't see the beauty in it. I, as a visitor, come and see great beauty, great potential, great glory. And I really feel this in our heart. Repent means to change the mind. I believe that we should take a moment and repent for words released out of our mouth that has brought cursing instead of blessing upon this city. Come on. Come on. Can we do that? Let's lift our hands. Come on. Some of you need to do this. You need to say, Lord, I repent. I'm sorry. Purify my lips. Purify my tongue. And then after we do this, we're going to release great blessing and decree upon the city of Edmonton. Come on. Take a minute and do that.
now, let's release a decree of blessing upon the city of Edmonton. Come on. Come on. We bless this city. We declare it's a capital of revival. We declare it is the oil capital of Canada. We declare, not just in the physical, but in the spirit, it is the oil capital of Canada, and the oil of God's glory and presence will flow out of Edmonton to the provinces of this nation. The glory of God will flow out of this city, out of this province, into the whole nation, into America. Let the glory flow south. Let it flow to the nations of the world.
Saved, oil flowing from the throne.
Come on.
Edmonton, you are great. Edmonton, you will be saved with oil flowing from the throne.
Come on, this is not just a woman singing this. This is a mother in a seat of authority,
Edmonton,
declaring over this city. Come on, agree with her.
Edmonton, you will be saved with oil.
Declare that Jesus is the name fully and highly exalted over Edmonton,
yes,
over Alberta, over all of Canada. Come on, can you agree with me with that? Let's lift our hands and just make that declaration. Jesus receives all glory. Jesus receives all honor. The name of Jesus is lifted high over the city of Edmonton. Let sons run to fathers in the city of Edmonton. Let family be established in the city of Edmonton to the glory of God. Let order and devotion be established in Edmonton to the glory of God. Come on, come on. Just a few more minutes. I feel he's not done quite yet. Come on, declare it, Nikki. Come on. Pastor Chris, I think what you're doing to teach these children in a few weeks is powerful and prophetic. I declare, Lord, that Edmonton will see a children's revival. That there will be a revival in the young ones, in the babies. Let the young ones praise you. I declare Muslim children coming to Jesus through dreams and visions and revelations of God. Oh, come on! Let the young ones praise you. Let the praise of the young come out of their mouth. It'll steal the enemy. Come on, let's pray for that right now. If you need to pray for your sons and daughters, do it. But let's declare and decree a children's revival in Edmonton, Alberta.
The young will prophesy.
I declare that young men will see visions. Young men will see visions. Young Muslim men will see visions. Young Indian men will see visions. Come on. Young African men will see visions.
Old men will dream dreams, and the young will prophesy that Jesus is lifted high. Old men will dream dreams, and the young will prophesy that Jesus is lifted high. From the east and from the east to the west, we proclaim the Sikh and the Hindu, all the Muslims and worshippers of other gods. They will sing the name of Jesus Christ is lifted higher.
I feel to declare something to Cy and his wife. The Lord says to you that what you lost in Florida was only preparation for what he wanted to give you here. If you never would have went through it, you could have never made the move wholeheartedly. And God is going to restore it. This is the way I really hear the Lord saying it. Dreams in your heart were held up there, but in this nation they are to be released. When you lived in that city, God held it back. You thought, why is this not working? Why is it not breaking through? Why is it not happening? It was the goodness of God that held it back until you reached this land, this day. As much as this land is Chris and Nikki Mathis' land, this land is the Revel's land. Oh, every place the sole of your foot will tread. I speak increase to Hope Farms. Increase, favor, declaration, resource, power. I declare over the Revel family, you will model family in a way that Canada has never seen. And it will be a witness and a testimony to the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh God. Let's everyone lift our hands and thank him for this right now. So I speak courage into you. I speak strength into you right now by the Spirit of God. Strength into your spirit. Fresh joy. Where there's been heaviness, praise. I feel, that's what I feel. I feel an exchange happening in you this morning. You're going to hand over that disappointment for delight. You're going to hand over that heaviness for praise. You're going to hand over that sorrow for joy. And I'm telling you, you're about to enter from today onward the happiest days of your life in a nation that many said isn't your own. Oh, it is yours. Oh, it is yours. Oh, it is yours. And I thank you for the marked anointing I see on their son. I honor that today, Yahweh. And I speak life into it, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know his voice, son. You know his voice. Don't be scared of it. Don't be afraid of it, son. It could be you moved to Canada more for him than for you. Because the gift is too strong for his family and familiar. He had to get around a new family to see a new thing. I want you to lift your hands and pray with me right now. Come on. for legacy's sake, Lord.
Bryce Revel, you're going ankle deep. Oh, Bryce, you're going knee deep. Bryce, you're going waist deep. And now you're going all the way in. Oh, no more holding back from what you're called to. There's no more holding back for what you were born for. Oh, we release the fear and the anxiety off of you right now. Oh, and we release the word of the Lord. Bryce, you're going song before. Your voice is gonna be the Summit Sounds generation that you are called to sing over. Oh, there are songs inside of you that you're gonna release over Canada, over your generation, because you're a prophet, you are a psalmist, you are called to preach, you are called to sing the word of the Lord over your generation. You're going ankle deep, you're going waist deep, you're going all the way.
Get home, I'm sending $1,000 to Hope Farms just as a witness that God is going to do this thing. That may not be much, it's what I can do, but I'm telling you, but I want an address for them. That's what I see. God held up what was really in there to be released where it would be honored. I believe there's grace in here right now. Let's just receive it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Just receive it. I declare the Revel family will never be the same. I declare that by the Spirit of God, you will know times where your oldest boy should fast. God will speak to you about times where God's going to speak to him, and you're equipped, Si, as his father. When he runs to you in the middle of the night and says, Daddy, I feel like God's talking to me, but I can't understand it. You won't be afraid either. You're going to say, Son, you're going to know what to do. And God's going to equip you to understand the gift and the anointing on your son. And there will be days he'll fast and pray, and you'll leave him alone. It'll be fine. You'll give him space to do so. I declare a great children's revival in Edmonton, yes. Lord. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let the little ones burn, Yahweh. Let them burn with trembling lips and an unknown tongue. Let them burn with tears out of their eyes on their cheeks, Lord. Come on, just another minute. Let's pray into that and agree for that. So let it start here, right here in the Summit Church. Let it start today, and let it start the day this man releases the fire on those kids, Lord. May a mighty revival of the children sweep through this city, God. I declare every prodigal attached to this house has got to come home. They don't have a choice. Actually, I want to switch that. I'm not going to send them $1,000. I want anything that comes in for me in this offering today at the end of the service to go to them. You can give me the 9 o'clock and the 5 o'clock for my ministry, but anything that comes in this offering for me today will go to them. That's what I'm supposed to do. Thank you, Yahweh, for that correction.
I want to say something about that, because some of you had a number in your mind to bless Bryn with, but it just shifted as soon as he said that because of familiarity.
That's good.
And it's easy to sow into someone that comes in and out that you can have great honor and admiration for because you don't know them. But those that are common and dwell among you every day, it can be a very difficult thing to do. I want to challenge you. If that was you, because I felt it, I felt somebody's heart, go back. I want to just bring some correction. Don't let it do that in that moment. Don't let it do that. That's right.
You say, well, I wanted to honor. You will honor me by giving to them rightly. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry, sir. This is your house. You will honor me. I feel like we're supposed to do that right now. Is that okay to do that? And then I'll share a quick something, and then we'll be. Is that okay with you? Okay. I feel like we're supposed to take up an offering right now, and think of it like, or listen, or if you don't like me and weren't going to give to me, that's good too. Now give to them. Yes, come on. How do you want to do this? Envelopes, whatever they can give. You do it.
You tell them. We're going to make it payable to the Summit Edmonton Church, Memo Hope Farms. Real simple. Do the same thing in the foyer. If you're giving by the machine in the back and you want to drop it out there on your way off, just make sure in the memo, Hope Farms, but checks made payable to the Summit Edmonton Church.
Let's just do that. Let's just. Just let's just worship for just another minute here. Sing it, girl. Come on.
Hang on. Thank you. Can we hit the lights up just a little bit? I want to say something real quick. I had no idea Bryn was going to do this for Hope Farms and Cy and Holly. A great display of honor has been given to Nikki and I in a lot of ways, and it's right. And I don't say that for myself because I don't need it from you. I don't. God has honored me. God has done a tremendous work, blessing in mine and Nikki's life. But I'm glad Bryn's doing this, because even in the 9 o'clock and earlier when he got up and said that God sent two people to Edmonton, he sent four. He sent four. Cy and Holly made the same sacrifice, the same move, moved their entire family, entire world to come be here to lay their life down for you. And they did it, and they don't have Canadian blood. She's not a Canadian citizen. I'll say it this way. It was a whole lot easier for us, with Nikki being a Canadian, in the system with things like vehicles and housing. They've been living in one vehicle for the last year and a half, driving one vehicle with a family of five, because they can't get a loan from a bank because they are a risk, right? In the bank's eyes. We know they're not going anywhere. But to the bank's eyes, won't loan them the money because they say at any time you can just leave and we won't have our vehicle. And so I feel like, even I'm going to add a little bit to this, we're supposed to help them get another vehicle. We're supposed to do this. I've felt this for a while and I didn't know how to do it, but we're supposed to get Cy in a truck. We're supposed to do that. And some of you got the means this morning to even make that possible. Some of you, you've got the means to help make that possible. And whether it's a small gift or a large gift, I feel like we're supposed to do that in this offering. And I'm going to leave that with you. We're going to do something as a house too, but I feel like we're supposed to do that. Last Sunday, they took up $25,000 as a church. They, as a church, took $25,000 from some from their church account, but also some from an offering, and sowed it into a family to pay off student loans. That's what the family of God does. This whole deliverance from the system, what we've been singing about and talking about, I know some people hear that and they don't understand. What does that mean? What does this language mean? Bryn hit on it. It's deliverance from religious tradition where you're just a part of a church as a member. No, no, no. This is family. And when family has a need, we help that family get the need met as the family. Amen? Thank you, Jay. One person agrees with me. I got Jay Hardy agreeing with it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. I got a couple people on my side. What if we just stop for a minute? Because I feel faith right now for a truck. I feel faith for a truck, man. I feel faith. You know, years ago, I was a young man, and I was dating Nikki, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to give away my vehicles, all I had at the time. I didn't have nothing. I'd quit my job. I was diving into this thing called full-time ministry, which at that time I didn't even have an understanding of what it looked like. God told me to give away the one thing that I had of value, and that was a vehicle. I gave it away. I sowed it. No, it was no issue with me. It was complete faith. Gave it away. Do you know that a year later on my wedding day, I had a man come up to me and sign me over the title to a house, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, this is harvest from your vehicle because you were obedient. There's a lot of people that are not receiving breakthrough financially and harvest because God has told you to give things up that you refuse to give things up. People say, well, that's law. No, it's not. It's called obedience. It's called obedience. That principle works in my home with my kids. If my children don't do the things that I ask them to do, I can't give them more. And I'm going to explain this to you because some people get weirded out by this. I can't bless them with more. It has nothing to do with love. It has everything to do with maturity. If I give them a skateboard and they leave it in the rain every day, they're not getting a bicycle. If I give them a bicycle and it's left in the driveway and I back up and run it over when they're 16, they're not getting the keys to a vehicle. God gives gift and harvest, not just by times of seed even, but by maturity. And oftentimes it shows immaturity when God says something and we don't do it because we don't have enough faith or trust. This is not planned, friend. None of this has been planned. And I'm going to make a statement. We're going to give $5,000 to the truck. We are. Right here. We're going to do this. And I want to ask for your help to do the same thing. Can we do that? We do that? We do that? Well, brother, you know, I have a need too. That's great. Connect to the family and be joined and watch how things start flourishing for you. You know, the people that complain about this are the people on the fringes that aren't really connected. Why isn't it happening to me? Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is, I believe, harvest from obedience. And oftentimes they sit in services when honor's given to Nikki and I, and they've made the exact same sacrifice. Exact same sacrifice. Off of a word. Off of a word. Is that okay? So if you've got $5,000 and you want to match it, what we're going to give, come on. Come on, write the check. If you've got 10 and you want to match it, come on, write the check. If you've got 20 and we're saying, you know what, we don't want to just get them in something that's used, we want to buy them something new, come on, write the check. Come on. Come on. Write the check. They are so uncomfortable right now. I know them. They would be okay driving a vehicle that's broke down and not tell anybody that they have a need. That's the kind of people they are. You don't know their story like I know their story. When they lost a business and had to move to a drug and alcohol rehab that we were running on the top floor and lived there for a year and did it with joy on their face. Joy. Joy. Okay. All right. Offering bucket right there and right here. And there's one on the way out too. You guys can do it at any time. Come on, Bryn.
Come on, if you've got something, just keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. It's good. If if you're saying, I just don't know if that's really the Lord telling me to do that. The devil never told anybody to give anything away. Do it. Do it. Disobey God. I am still going to give 1,000. This offering was supposed to go to me. It'll go to them, and I'm still going to send 1,000. Because I remember being in Crestview and Cy driving me around to different places in a vehicle, just serving me. So I'm still going, I still need an address, and I'll still send that 1,000. I don't care. So there's at least 6,000. Hey, come on. Yay. Shika papaya. Yeah. It was fun buying a t-shirt or something here yesterday and paying $35 for it, and then it popping up on my American Express as $27. I thought, oh, it felt like I was making money, but I... All right. I literally want to share one thought. Chris, can I do this? Share one thought for 5 minutes. Yes. Seriously. That's all I want to say. I feel like this is good and this is right. You know, Jesus would go into cities, stand up in a synagogue and say 3 sentences and sit down. I wonder how many people would fly in a guest for them to do that. If you believe they got the word of the Lord, if those 3 sentences could change your life. I want to tell you something that has to do with this offering and what's happening here today. The Holy Spirit told me something about my church, and it shifted what I was thinking about this time before we exit this building today. The Holy Spirit told me, he said, he reminded me at the beginning of the year, he told me this a while back, but he said, son, those that love the excitement of revival and not the commitment of family won't make it. He said, those among you that love the excitement of revival, but do not love the commitment of family, they won't make it. Because what God wants to release in the realm of the supernatural is only safe in family. Ephesians 2 in verse 22 tells you this. He says, in whom, Jesus, you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Listen to that language. You are being built together, joined together to become a dwelling place of God. Could it be said that when people, as the family develops and grows and is more joined and more connected, could it be said that people from this wonderful city of Edmond could walk in and walk out and say, surely God is among them. Surely God is among them, for they are becoming a dwelling place of the presence and the Spirit of God. How does this happen? How does this happen? Listen to this, and I'm going to leave you alone for today. How does this happen? Acts 2:42 in the Passion reads it like this. Who's a believer in this room? Every believer was faithfully devoted to following the teachings of the apostles. Listen to this. Their hearts were mutually linked to one another, sharing communion and coming together regularly for prayer. A deep sense of holy awe swept over everyone. They met together in the temple courts and in one another's homes to celebrate communion. They were continually filled with the praises of God, and the Lord added to them daily. 2 Corinthians 8:5 says this, and I'll be quiet. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, he said, the people in Corinth gave themselves to the Lord and to us. There is something that happens, and even what is happening today for the Revel family, there is something of connection. Could it be that the more of God that you need is found in the person sitting to your left or right? Could it be that the more of God you hunger for is not found coming out of the sky? It's found coming out of the Christ in him, her, the hope of glory. So I declare that even the people out of this 11 o'clock service, there's a greater level of faithful devotion to this house, to the leadership, to the, but to one another. They were being built. It's easy to honor upward, but can you honor this way and this way? You'll know a man by how he treats men and women that he doesn't need. And I'm telling you, I believe today that this, I believe this is prophetic in this sense, that this house is becoming more of, you know, that the Bible said that in the New Testament church, no one lacked anything. They had all things in common in people. When there was a need, people said, how does that happen? The depth of commitment. People say, I can't find a church like that. You will when you commit to a church like that. So I'm calling some of you, even in this room today, that maybe you're on the fringes of what God is doing here. You come here and you love it. You're thankful for it, and God's, but man, grateful to have a place like this in Edmonton. Wonderful, wonderful. But maybe because of something that happened in the past, or other people have let you down, or whatever, or anything, you stay on the fringes and you don't go all the way in. Could this song be prophetic in the presence of God? Could it be prophetic for what He declared over you financially in the offering? And could it be prophetic for this house that instead of staying on the fringes of family, you jump all the way in. You just jump all the way in to each other. And you know what? Guess what? Y'all gonna let each other down. And you know what you're gonna do when that happens? You're gonna forgive one another. And you're gonna hug them and you're gonna love each other and say, man, I love you. But don't do that again. Us country boys from the South, we say, don't do that again or I'm gonna slap you. I know that's not how we roll in Canada, but I'd go to jail for doing that, but I'd be in jail a lot if I lived here. I'm just telling you right now, a lot. So I feel to just, by the Spirit, make a call to you today. Could it be said of each one of you that every believer was faithfully devoted to one another? Yeah, oh, to God, yes, yes, to God. To the church on Sunday morning, yes, yes. But more than that, to each other. That when you see the Rebels need a new truck, well, by God, let's buy them one. Let's buy them one. Why not? Why not? Let's help. Why not? Listen. Oh, this. Listen. But it's, as Chris said, why does God breathe on them like that today? Because the commitment level they have given is extreme and beautiful and wonderful. Could it be, as He said, you're missing out on the fullness of the blessing of God because you're on the fringes? So I, as the old saints would say, I adjure you by the Holy Ghost. Would you jump all the way in? Would the Summit not just be a place you frequent because the worship is good? The worship is amazing. You know, I thought this morning with I don't know all the names of the other folks, so forgive me, but I thought this morning with Nikki and Destiny up here together, I thought, boy, one can put 1,000, but brother, when those two get together, 10,000. Come on, mom and daughter coming together, releasing the sound, powerful. But could you jump in? Could you join this family, not join a church? Could you join this family and say, I'm going all the way in today? Could you do that? Let's pray. Is that okay? I feel like that's all I'm supposed to share right now. Is that okay? Yep. Come back at 5. We'll say more. Come on, let's close our eyes just for a minute. Father, I thank you today. You're calling us out of the system. Man, that's happening for people still right now. You're calling us out. We have the witness of the faithfulness of God when we've left the system and entered family. And so, Father, I declare that I ask you for grace today for those that have been on the fringes of this house, whether it be because of disappointment in the past, hurt from other churches, whatever it could be, whatever would cause them to stay on the fringes, I declare healing and breakthrough to them right now in this moment, Lord. Their heart is healed, their heart is made whole, and they can jump all the way into the family of God, which is the Summit Church Edmonton. May they just be able, Lord, with all their guts to jump in and watch them grow. As every joint is joined together. bone and marrow and sinew, everything comes together to see a mighty man called the Summit walk forth in the city of Edmonton, Lord. And would you bless these people? Would you make them family, Lord? Ola masa. Would they weep when one of them weeps, and would they celebrate when one of them celebrates? May they be joined together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow, wow, wow. Today has been so rich, so good. I don't really know how to articulate it other than I feel like the last few Sundays have been, how do I want to say this? That's not the word I'm looking for. That's true. They've been marking. But I think for the last, I don't know, we talked about this the other night, year and a half or so, there's been a lot of establishing of family culture communicated in the songs we sing, in the messages we preach. I feel like the last couple days there's been a demonstration of favor from heaven kissing the meetings, letting us know that he's the one synergizing and joining all this together. And it's caused a fear of the Lord to actually enter into the room. And it's good because I was sharing this with Pastor Bren, just a little bit of the differences of the dynamics of culture. There's so many, but, you know, and they're both good. It's nothing negative, but how oftentimes our history in a move of God can almost cause us to default when the Spirit of God is present and tangible, that we by default respond a certain way. And I come from the Deep South, where in revival in the Deep South, it was often very repentance-driven, which can be old in an old pattern if that's all you do, if that's not what the Spirit's doing. I'm not saying that's right. But with that would be an element of the fear of the Lord that would come in the room. Where in Canada, the history of revival in Canada has been an outpouring of oftentimes joy and an outpouring of presence. The wine of the Spirit is what we call this. Three dimensions of the Spirit: fire, wind, and wine. I would call that the wine of the Spirit. Peter stumbled out as a drunk man. I love that. However, I was raised in a revival culture that was very foreign. I thought, as a matter of fact, I thought it was kind of weird. Like, if people weren't weeping and crying at an altar, repenting, I didn't know if it was really even considered revival, you know? And so I've had to change some of my paradigm. But what I've been finding is the Lord is marrying these three dimensions of the Spirit of God, where it's not just fire, but it's present. It's not just wind, but that's present. It's not just wine, but that's present. And he's marrying all three, but all three are married with this one foundation, the fear of the Lord. Because you can have the joy of the Lord, but still have a dimension of the fear of the Lord in your heart. You understand what I mean? But I've noticed a tangible presence of the fear of the Lord in the room. And don't be afraid of that term. That's not a negative term. That's a great term. That's something that's very healthy. Fear of the Lord is not a posture towards God of, I need to run and hide under my chair. Although I do believe when he really shows up, you will run and hide under your chair. Right? Anyways. Is that a part of the offering bucket? Wade, can you bring me that bucket? Todd, one of you guys, let's jump up here and bring me that bucket. Awesome. Let's pray over this. Jesus would take bread and he would lift it to heaven and he would bless it. And you know what happened when Jesus would bless it? It would multiply. I think that could happen. Father, thank you for Pastor Bren that communicated so well today, and threaded and weaved throughout it was the mandate of heaven of honor. But as a family, we honor the revels. And as a family, we recognize their sacrifice, that it's not just Pastor Nikki and myself that moved from another nation to come plant here, plow here, be here, but we have all been sent. We've all been sent by Yahweh. And Father, never let there be a lesser degree of honor for the sacrifice to them. And God, we ask that today you would multiply this. God, I pray, I thank you, Lord. I see a King Ranch, the leather that smells so good. Lord, I see large white-tailed deer in the bed of that truck. Y'all think I'm playing? I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious right now. Lord, I see Bryce and Pastor Cy driving down the road hunting together as a father and son. I see Pastor Cy picking up people, loving on them in this community in that truck. God, I thank you, Lord, that this is the season of great increase for this family. But today, that favor is turned towards Pastor Cy and Holly. And God, we ask that you multiply this, that heaven would kiss this right now. I feel it right now in my left arm. I can feel presence on me right now, that heaven is kissing this. If you're watching online and you want to help partake in this, please do. Please do. All right. Well, 5 o'clock, we're going to meet back here again. I know there's a lot of our 5 o'clock crowd that hasn't been here yet, but if you want to double dip or triple dip, you're more than welcome. And maybe we'll get to the word of the Lord today. That was an expression of what Jesus wanted to do, but I don't know what's at the 5 p.m. or what God's going to do, but if you want to come back, please do. We'd love to see you. Awesome. Love on each other. You're dismissed. Newcomers room right over here by Wade. Wade, raise your hand. We'd love to meet you. We've got a coffee for you. Want to celebrate you that you're here. We bless you.